The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
15 to 25 and gusty. Increasing clouds, south winds, and upper 50s tonight. Mostly cloudy skies, clearing late tomorrow, a high of 75, continued breezy. Mostly cloudy, warmer on Thursday, highs in the low 80s with evening thunderstorms. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Go! 97.5 and 1240 KFH and thousands more, plus millions of podcasts, are all on the free Odyssey app. 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Please hang on. Please. This is an official interruption of your local entertainment transmission.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Good morning. This is your wake-up call.
Well, good morning, everybody. That last little part there makes me a little uncomfortable. I'm not sure where that came from. I'm not sure where Max dug that one up from. What is that?
It's Lita Ford.
Okay, what is that?
I gotta go.
Is it something from the last 40 years?
Lita Ford, it's from Stiletto, her album Stiletto. I forget what song it...
What decade?
91?
91, okay.
All-female rock band The Runaways in the 1970s?
No, she had solo... Oh, my God. Quick, go back, listen to Bruno Mars.
Hey,
Bruno Mars. What does Bruno Mars have anything to do with it?
No, you like the note.
I'm trying
talent.
To find. Max. I mean, come on. I'm getting up there in years, but you can't get annoyed if I'm not catching a 70s reference.
That's
here.
A 91. Her album Stiletto is 91. I forget the song that came off of.
I'm a big music guy. Lita Ford. We need to take an informal listener poll.
I think
Lita. How many people out there? Are Lita Ford people, 1990, is Stiletto.
I think
the
part of it is you're from West Texas, too. I think that's a big part of your not knowing.
Paul, you know, you listen to a lot of Lita Ford?
I've never heard of her until just now.
Exactly. Thank you. That's
Paul, you know the Mills Brothers?
Of course
see
I know
that?
The Mills Brothers.
I know the Mills Brothers. That was way before my time.
Yeah.
What are we doing? What is happening right now?
I don't know. Max is
just going to name random bands and see if...
You asked Paul if he knew Lita Ford. There's no way, Paul. How old were you in 76?
76. Let's see. I'd have been 20.
And you didn't see... You didn't know The Runaways?
No.
Oh, my God. Joan Jett? Lita Ford?
Well, of course Joan Jett.
Cherie Curry?
We all know Joan Jett.
All right. Anyway, it's just a curiosity.
It's just it was on some. I forget the song. It's off of an Stiletto.
But I guarantee.
I don't know, 1990. The song Stiletto was out. I just found that from Lita Ford.
Hungry. I guarantee you, Jacob knows who.
I'm a music. I'm a music guy too.
Hungry
I don't
was
think
the big
I know
hit.
Any Lita Ford.
Hungry was the big hit off Jack. That. And the
I
want to
now as I accidentally looked at that. The members of that band. I'd want to go check out the Runaways. I might know some Runaways.
Patsy Cline is?
I can
Cline
tell you
is?
This too. I know, and this is Max. You're good at this. I'm not. I love my kids ask me all the time. What's your favorite kind of music? I'm like, guys, I listen to everything, new, old, whatever. I love a lot of music, but I have never been the guy to go tell you like of a band that I like who their bass guitarist is. Like, I don't know I know bands, but not the names generally of the members of the bands. If that makes any sense. Anywho, we got a lot to talk about here today. We'll get into that. I've been putting off the Royals to really dig in. We'll do that this hour. God, that was an annoying game.
Oh, boy.
Night. Again,
I can't
here
wait.
We go. Like, what is rock bottom with this team? My goodness. We'll get into that. I want to hit on Fernando Mendoza not going to Pittsburgh for the NFL draft and see what we think of that. It's interesting. We don't see this a lot. And really just... What do we think of him as a prospect? I want to dig into that because it's a quarterback lacking draft. There's no doubt about that. But he's a guy. He's going to go number one overall. Also, then Paul wants to talk a little about the NBA playoffs. LeBron James taking another swing at it with the Lakers. What is his legacy? It's interesting, too, as we look at that. And this is, you've got young stars continuing to elevate and do these things in the league. And LeBron James is probably the top topic still on people's minds. Who is going to be the player that takes that from him? You know, that we just can't. We have to always talk about X. Steph Curry did it for a while. LeBron was earlier and LeBron's after. It's crazy how long this has lasted for LeBron James. We'll get into that a little bit later in the show, too. It's all, by the way, What's on Tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring Caddy Snack, Wichita's golf beer. Caddy Snack Blonde Ale, refreshingly crushable, makes perfect pairing from the first tee to the 19th hole, no matter the score. Caddy Snack reminds you to beer the ball. Wichita Brewing Company. Pizza and beer made here. All right, Paul, let's go to this Royals loss last night a little bit. It was awful. Bases loaded, nobody out, bases loaded, all the opportunities they had, all the runners they left on base, they cannot find a way to not lose right now. It is wild to see all the different ways they're finding to lose games. Seth Lugo was brilliant last night. Nothing. The fact that they got to the ninth inning of last night's game, Paul, only up 1-0, blows my mind. I was sitting there, and I think we were about 2.5 hours into the game going into the ninth, and I was like, how is this game taking 2.5 hours? It is 1-0. And then you think back to all the traffic. And Bradish, the pitcher for the Orioles, was struggling. Like he just did not have it and kept finding ways to escape. And then we've got players trying. You've got a pitcher, Paul, who can't get anybody out, and you've got runners, and you're bunting in the sixth inning. And I am not an anti-bunt guy. In fact, I'm a pro-bunt guy, you know, in some situations. But you're taking a guy like Kyle Isbell, who has been as consistent a hitter as they've had this year. And in at least two situations, was it three? You've got him bunting? Like, I think I'm really starting to question management here, Paul. And I think the players are too. And I think that's why you saw Salvi over the weekend push back a little bit on social media, which is something he would never do. I think they're kind of losing the locker room here. I think this is spiraling a little bit out of control. And it is April 21st for a team expected to win more than half its games this year. They were predicted to be over 500 by Vegas. Everybody likes the roster. Everybody likes it on paper. And you look at it right now, 7-16, they got to win all their games for a week and a half just to get to 500. What can you do at this point?
Well, that is the question that if I had the answer to, I'd be making $6 million this year managing the Royals. But here's the one thing that's distressing is how many in the last few innings of this baseball game, how many runs did the Royals leave on the bases?
Paul, in the last few innings, the entire game.
Well, it was so many, and you're basically 1-1 going into the ninth, and you leave all these base runners on. That's the thing that's frustrating. Because the opportunity is there. The opportunity is being squandered game after game after game. At least that's the way it would appear to most fans. And what do you do to change that? Quite frankly, at this point, I agree with you, that there's the chance that the locker room is being lost as we speak. And with that being said, therein lies the problem. What do you do? I don't know what you do because it's obvious management, and when I say management, I'm talking about the coaching staff, is still, they're wondering themselves. I mean, how do you squander so many players on base and leaving them on base after the final out of the inning? It's just nuts, and it's the thing that's frustrating, and it's the thing that is going to make this clubhouse, well, I think maybe rebel a little bit. And we might start being seeing that right now. I mean, here in the next little short period of time. That's a possibility, Jacob.
I think it, I don't know. It's hard. It's so hard in baseball when it's just like the bottom's falling out like this, because you do play it every day and they're finding different ways every day to lose them. You know, they'll get out there and do it again tonight, but I just don't know. It feels like at some point, and last night felt like the game where it was going to happen, because it was just staring at you in the face. You had Lugo on the mound. You kept loading the bases early in the game, that the top's just going to explode and they're going to get hot and they're going to be good. But it ain't happening.
One base hit.
Well, they got one in extra innings, but they were already down five runs.
Well, no, that's right? Like, that's not what I'm talking about there. How many times would one run have won, or one
how
hit?
How many times do we need to see Vinny Pasquantino come up short in those situations just to slide him down in the lineup a little bit? Right? Is that so difficult?
Good question, I guess.
Just to say, you know what, Vinny? You're struggling a little bit right now. We're gonna move you down to six or seven spot while you get that figured out. Mm-hmm. We're gonna let one of these other guys, they got your back. We're gonna slide them up. They're seeing the ball a little better right now. And by the way, a good manager does not have to explain anything. He just says, hey, you're hitting seven hole today.
Yeah.
Get over it.
Yeah.
You know what you can do to get back up in the three hole? Hit the ball.
Yeah. Well, how about not bat one 149? I mean, how about getting up to about what, 290?
How about doing something productive at the plate? They had situations, and look, he's not the only reason. This isn't all on Vinny Pasquantino. He just came up short too many times last night. But doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over again is clearly not working. Let's try something different.
Yeah.
Let's not give a struggling pitcher in the sixth inning easy outs by trying to bunt. Like, what on earth are we doing? Hit the ball. Royals will go back at it tonight. When we come back, more on the NFL draft. It's all Brockton Savage. Stick around.
This is Sports Radio KFH.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic. 235 South is very heavy heading onto K96. Expect delays approaching 37th Street. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather. It's a control C, control V, or in other words, copy and paste forecast today. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warm again. A high of 78, south winds 15 to 25 and gusty. Increasing clouds, south winds, and upper 50s tonight. Mostly cloudy skies, clearing late tomorrow. A high of 75, continued breezy. Mostly cloudy, warmer on Thursday. Highs in the low 80s with evening thunderstorms. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Don't risk losing the trusted news, traffic, sports, and weather you get from AM radio stations. It's time to make your voice heard. We need Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars. When internet and cell services are out, AM could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 39179 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Odyssey sports draft coverage is presented nationally by Bet365, where winning is everything. Download the Bet365 app and lock in your picks before the game begins. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in select states only. And by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Only pay for what you need.
Oh, okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. Glad to have you here with us on a Tuesday. Hey, you want to win some HTO? You can do it right now. Text the keyword T to the short code 20357 and get yourself a free cup of tea at either East Wichita, West Wichita, or in Derby. We've got the new Sweet Paloma tea. At the two Wichita locations, you can show off your East Side or West Side pride. We just rolled out two new mixes. One out East, simply the East Side. One out West, the West Side. There are two unique flavors to each one, and you can go try them. Try both. Paul, do you go into HTO and let us know which one you like the most?
Okay, I'll do that.
Which side are you? Are you East Side or are you West Side? Which side do you claim?
Well, for the longest time, I was a West Sider because there was no East Side. And, you know, we make special trips. I mean, there's a long way to go. I live pretty far east.
No, I mean in general. I mean in general.
Oh, life. Well, East Side, because there's a lot of times I'm out at, you know, Cabela's or there's a lot of activity on Greenwich. So whenever I'm out there, and particularly Joe Rocco and I, we used to go whenever we were out in that area. Joe always wanted to go by and you know, and get some tea, or and he loved the peach. There was a peach. You have a peach something. But anyway, that was the tea he always enjoyed. We'd go every time we were out there. Guess where we'd go? You got it, HTO.
Heck yeah. We appreciate it. I just didn't know. When you first moved, when I first moved here, coming up on, 12 years ago.
No way.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Wow.
This first thing anybody asked you, East Side or West Side? And when I first was asked that question, I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Like, what do you mean East Side or West Side? I don't know. Well, I remember when we moved here, we didn't know where we were. I think technically, I guess we would have been. When we first moved here, we'd have been close to Southside, but because we were south of Kellogg, but just south of Kellogg. I don't know what we would have qualified as, but it's funny. We're just like, what are you crazy people talking about? Now I'm so into it too. I'm like, hey, which side do you claim? East Side or West Side? Like, what do you do? I think it's a fun rivalry. So that was the intent, is to lean into that fun rivalry a little bit at HTO. So go try the East Side and the West Side. Tell us what you think. They're both really good, by the way. Those creations came. We just asked the staff. It was like, hey, you know, staff, like, what do you see customers making, or what do you guys make when you're working and they get a free cup when they're working? Like, what are you mixing together? Like, what's your favorite? That's how those two flavors were born. So they're kind of staff inspired, which is kind of fun. All right, Paul, let's talk more about the NFL draft. We've really discussed the Chiefs a lot over the last 2 weeks on this. We haven't really talked a lot about Fernando Mendoza. There have been drafts like this where the first pick, it's, you know, you don't have that headline quarterback that jumps off the screen at you. What are you, just generally speaking, what do you think of Mendoza as a prospect?
Well, I think he's a great prospect. Would I put him up with a lot of the other prospects that have come through? Let's say, how about, you know, maybe a Caleb Williams, maybe a Bo Nix or a Drake May or something.
Where would you have liked him up against that class, which has been just littered with great quarterbacks?
I think he would have probably been in the bottom third, I think.
Of the first round of the first round guys?
Right, maybe so. But would he have been in the first round? Yeah, I think he probably would have been. I mean, he had a lot of success, and it's obvious he's a leader. That team looked to him. He was their de facto coach on the field. So there's a lot of great things to say about him. You know, he threw a good ball, you know, but he also had pretty good protection, so it made it a lot easier for him to shine and show his stuff, and he was able to do that. But am I bullish on him? Yeah, I think at this point, why wouldn't I think he could be a very successful, you know, NFL quarterback?
In 6 years, he's going to be the quarterback of the Raiders.
How many years?
Six.
Golly, I think it's going to be before that. For all I know.
No. I mean, do you think he? I guess I'm just asking. Like, is he their quarterback of the future 6 years from now?
Oh, I see.
Talking about Fernando Mendoza is just, you know, the quarterback of the Raiders. What's his ceiling?
I think so, but here's the caveat: can you protect him? Can you keep him, you know, upright?
You better believe.
Can you keep him in the pocket? Does he have to pop out of the pocket and survive? And you know, does he have to operate out in space when he doesn't want to? Those are the questions that I'd be able to really answer for you if I knew what the answer to that was. So a lot of it's going to be on protection. That is so huge for a young quarterback. If you can get protection and have the ability to look downfield, then you're going to be just fine. But if you're looking, you know, you're peripheral vision is out to that edge. Who's coming this side? Who's coming that side? What's the situation in the middle? Do I have to step up into the pocket to avoid the pass rush on the edge? What am I get? Is somebody getting pushed in the middle where I can't step up? So, you know, if you have those thoughts running through your mind as a quarterback at this level, then you've got a quarterback that's going to be ineffective. But a lot of that won't be his fault. That'll be, you know, offensive coordinator, you know, offensive line, a running back that can sit in the pocket and help protect, those kind of things. So those have to come into consideration as well, if you know what I mean.
I do. I do. And that was their problem last year. You know, we saw him take Ashton Jeanty, and he just never had a chance because their offensive line was so, so bad.
That's right.
Well, I'm with you on that.
Tom Brady would have not that much more. Do you think Tom Brady would take the Raiders in the last couple of years and take them to a Super Bowl? I don't think so.
It's a funny name you bring up, Tom Brady, as he is part owner of the Raiders.
Well,
Mendoza's an interesting guy. He is all football, right? All football. He's not into the flash, the glitz, the glam. He's not going to the first round, Paul. He's not going to the draft. He's going to be in, I think, Miami with his family.
Does that make you suspicious, gathering. Jacob?
What's that,
Max? I asked Paul this. Does that make you suspicious that he's not going? Do you think you could pull an Elway or an Eli? Maybe he doesn't want to go
and
to
not
Las
go
Vegas.
To the Raiders? Yeah. No, I don't think. No, he'll go to the Raiders. I just don't think he doesn't profile the way. And I don't have any problem with this. In fact, it maybe makes me like him more. But it is interesting. I cannot imagine the league is thrilled that Fernando Mendoza doesn't want to go to the draft in Pittsburgh. Now, I think I get it. Like, I'd probably rather watch at a big family party than go walk the stage and give Roger Goodell a hug. But when you're talking about the first pick of the draft, there's a lot of optics involved there, Paul. Does it make you wonder? And Max, I don't think it has anything to do with, does he want to go to the Raiders? I think he's fine with that. What it makes me wonder is, does he like the spotlight? Is he okay with the spotlight? Because when you're going to be the number one pick in the NFL draft, you're going to get the spotlight. Now, Indiana was very good. They won a national championship. They did all those things. He simply might just say, man, I'd rather hang out with my family than a bunch of dudes I don't know. It's interesting, though. It is interesting.
Well,
he said, I saw him do his interview circuit yesterday, and he was like, I can bring like 12 people to Pittsburgh. I got a big family. I want to be with all of them. And I get that. I wouldn't disagree with that, right? Uh-huh. I would probably feel the same way. But I still don't know if I'd say, sorry, NFL, I'm not going to be there at one of your biggest days of the year when I'm going to be the number one overall pick.
Well, let me be truthful. I kind of like it. I mean, here's a young man who knows where he needs to be. And if he can't get all of his family members to where they need to be, and maybe he's got family members that can't travel, he says, you know something? My family's more important than some optics with the draft. I'm going to get enough attention as it is being a number one pick, particularly going to a place of flash, by the way. You want to talk about flash? Vegas is it. And I don't need to go there right now. I'll have plenty of time in Las Vegas to do my thing and be around the flash and the press and all that. You know, it's kind of important to me that I have family members where I need to be. Some may not be able to travel. I'm going to go be with them. Jacob, I kind of like it. I kind of respect it. Not only, well, it's not I kind of respect it. I do respect it. You know something? I get it. I understand it. I know you understand it. If it was you, and that was a decision you had to make, I get you as well. I know you well enough to know that would be a decision you just might make. But I kind of like it. If you want to know the truth, you know, the flash and all that stuff of the NFL draft gets to you anyway. And by the way, by the time the first round's over and you've made your appearance and all that, it's over. They'll have an occasional flash to you while you're there and that kind of thing, an occasional interview. But, man, you know, the night's over for you. One pick in, and we got other things to take care of. And it'll be other young men's time to have fun. I get it. I kind of like it.
Okay. I don't dislike it either. I don't dislike it. It's just surprising is all. right? Just a little surprising, to be perfectly honest with you, that he's willing to and able to make a decision like this. I think it's interesting, is all. It's surprising, is all. And the only thing, because I kind of like it too. I don't like it or dislike it as far as he can make whatever decision he wants. But it's just like, can he handle what's coming with the spotlight of that pick?
Oh, you know what I mean? He doesn't have a clue yet, but he will. I mean, he'll, you know,
maybe. Can you handle, and I heard him say to somebody, because he did an interview circuit yesterday, you know, he's like, I'll welcome in any cameras that the draft wants to bring in or whatever will be the most accommodating. It really is. I just want to hang with my family. Then, okay. Like, all right, fine. Okay. I just wonder. He's quiet-natured, right, a little bit. Is he going to be okay with the spotlight of being in the number one? Because they're not going to be very good. You know, they're not a great team out there in Vegas right now. I'll tell you, though, the way that the Raiders are going about this, I do think they're doing it the right way. They have to help the line. But, man, they bring it in Kirk Cousins. I love that, Paul. We haven't talked about that on this show, I don't think. They're bringing in Kirk Cousins looks like Fernando Mendoza. Put them side by side. Like, they look alike. Their personalities are kind of similar. I think that was one of the smarter moves of the offseason. Now, if you're the Raiders can get Mendoza in there, because I don't think the line's going to be very good out of the gates. They don't have a lot of talented pass catchers. They did get Ginty. If the Raiders can really be patient, and let's say hold off for the first 6 to 8 weeks of the season with Mendoza, I don't know if they'll be able to go the way the Chiefs did with Mahomes, but with Kirk Cousins, maybe they can. You know, Alex Smith was a really good quarterback. It was easier to sit on Mahomes because Smith is good. If Cousins can reclaim some of it and you have no pressure to play Mendoza early in this season, I think it could work. I don't love Mendoza as a prospect. I don't dislike him as a prospect. I wouldn't have taken him over Jaden Daniels. I wouldn't have taken him over Caleb Williams for sure. Who am I forgetting? I would have taken him right there. He would have been around where Bo Nix was for me. You know, J.J. McCarthy. So maybe, Drake May was intriguing enough.
Okay.
I'm not sure I would have taken him over May. But May was, May we didn't know a lot about, but he was such an athlete that it's like, okay. Yeah, so maybe fourth, maybe somewhere around where McCarthy went, I guess. I don't know who. I probably would have leaned McCarthy, which looks like it's going to be the wrong answer on that. But I like what the Raiders are doing. You bring in Cousins. You let Cousins sit there with him. These two seem like they're wired kind of the same way. This won't be like when Cousins got paired with Penix. You know, Cousins got the rug pulled out from underneath him on the Penix deal. Signed for this huge contract, and then they go draft a quarterback in the top 15 or whatever it was. Like, wait, what? He's going to the Raiders, Paul, and he knows Mendoza's the future, right? You're Kirk Cousins, and you make that call. They're taking Mendoza number one. You know it's going to happen.
That's right.
So I do like that for him. What about Ty Simpson?
Well,
about the next quarterback on everybody's list? Is this as bad a quarterback class as we've seen? I don't know when was the last time we saw one. The year maybe Kenny Pickett, oddly, that we're in Pittsburgh. Like, we've seen some quarterback classes where you're like, eek. Is this one of those, or do you think Simpson and Mendoza have a chance to be good? You said Mendoza, yes. What do you think about Simpson
for Alabama? I really am not sure. That's a very good question. I mean, he certainly doesn't get much press. We certainly don't know a lot about, what's going on with him. We certainly don't know where he's going to get drafted or by who. And who you're drafted by has a lot to do with how much success you may or may not have. But this is a very unique class. Because there are just very few quarterback, really quality type prospects. And that's an interesting thing about this. But I have no idea. I have no idea about Simpson. I do not know. I don't know. Do you have a feel for it?
No, I think he's probably a little, I'd be totally fine taking a risk on him if I was a team.
Well, there's not enough quarterbacks. Somebody will take a risk.
That's what I mean. Like, I think he's intriguing enough to say, yeah, I could take him in the, you know, late first, maybe second round as a prospect and a project. And
well, I don't know about the first.
I don't think, but I, but I'll tell you,
I don't know about that.
Watching him, like, I'm not seeing. It depends on what I have and what I need. Like, if I've got an older, see, that's the thing. I kind of like him if you can get him as no pressure to step in and start right away and just see, but that you can't do that if you're taking him, you know, in the first round. But if I'm trying to think of a team, a good example of a team that would be like if the Cowboys took him in the second round and he didn't play for a year or two, kind of the Jordan Love thing, I'd probably be okay with that. But taking him to step in and be your starter right away, I'm not sure. How about the Steelers? By the way, Paul, the Pittsburgh Steelers, right? They're hosting the draft this year. We don't know who their quarterback's going to be next year. They're in the same limbo they continue to be in. They hadn't had a quarterback in what feels like forever. They pick at 21. Ty Simpson an option for them?
Well, something that does sort of make sense.
I mean, I think you're overdrafting him at that point. But at some point, the Steelers have to find a long-term answer at quarterback.
You know, here again, there's the problem with the Steelers is that there's the good possibility that they're going to take an edge player. There's an excellent possibility. There's so many edge players that I can almost make that statement about a lot of teams.
Well, you get some of the other names we mentioned kind of falling down into that territory. They need a lot. The Steelers need a lot. You know, they're making their change. It's not Tomlin anymore. So, for 20 years, we've seen the Steelers follow a philosophy. It ain't Mike Tomlin anymore.
That's for sure.
What's the philosophy going to be now this year?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And I think with regards to the Steelers taking a quarterback, it's probably going to be you need some experience at quarterback. Steelers have it. They have it already on the roster. Yeah, I'll be a little surprised if the Steelers would take. There's so many good players still in this first round.
You want to see Rodgers again for them?
Well, that is a good question.
Is it not juicy? It's almost too juicy for a McCarthy Rodgers reunion. I kind of want it to happen.
That's a good question. That is a good question.
I kind of want it to happen. I don't think it's going to, but Mike McCarthy's the coach now.
No.
Can we get Rodgers McCarthy just for a little drama there?
I think it could be interesting.
I'm not going to be surprised if the Steelers don't take quarterback here.
There you go.
But I'd take that storyline. I'd take that drama. Can we get Rodgers, a young quarterback to push him, and Mike McCarthy all in the same place?
Gotcha.
I was a Mike Tomlin guy. I really enjoyed Mike Tomlin. I, as a rule, don't really like the Steelers. And now it's it could all blow up, and I think it'd be entertaining. As a fan, I have no problem with this. I have a lot of respect for the Steelers organization, but you know they're one of those teams that challenges and wins a bunch of Super Bowls. So they're a little bit of a bad guy, I'd say, in the NFL a little bit. They certainly are if Rodgers is back there. All right. LeBron James, is he a bad guy? Is he a good guy in this year's NBA playoffs? We'll ask Paul next. He's got some thoughts as we get the NBA underway.
This is Sports Radio KFH.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me. I called ART.
Traffic. Watch for slow traffic on I-235 South heading onto K-96. The delays start as you approach 37th Street. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather.
It's a Control-C, Control-V, or in other words, copy and paste forecast today. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warm again. A high of 78, south winds 15 to 25, and gusty. Increasing clouds, south winds, and upper 50s tonight. Mostly cloudy skies, clearing late tomorrow. A high of 75, continued breezy. Mostly cloudy, warmer on Thursday. Highs in the low 80s with evening thunderstorms. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
More than 200 members of Congress are standing up for AM radio listeners. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act will keep AM radio in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 39179. Tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
You'll use the radio in your car more than anything else. When buying a new car, make sure the AM/FM is simple, clear, and convenient.
Furnished by NAB and this station.
Dude, you gotta hear this. Hear this.
Go ahead. I think I wanna hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. We are glad to be with you here. It is a Tuesday. It's Jake Ballbrock. It's Paul Savage, Max Power producing. Paul, NBA playoffs are here. Now, this is something you're following a little closer than myself and TJ typically does. We've been so caught up, if we're talking basketball, on the transfer portal and what's happening there, that the NBA is just kind of sneaking up on us a little bit. I was looking at the you know, the rounds and everything, and trying to see like where will I be ready to jump in, and it's probably for me going to be, I think, the next round. But you texted me before the show and said you definitely want to talk LeBron James. The Lakers get a win in the series opener against the Rockets. You know, they're not at 100%, but they find a way to get the win anyway. LeBron goes for 19, 8, and 13, Paul. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're the historian for Sports Daily. You've got, you know, you're dabble in museums and Hall of Fames. How do you quantify what LeBron's still able to do on the court at what now, 42 years old, 41 years old?
Mm-hmm. Amazing, isn't it? And part of the thing about LeBron is that every time he makes a free throw, every time he makes a field goal, every time he makes a three, Jacob, the record book has changed. You know, every time he scores, you got to change the record book, don't you? We don't see that happen very often in a lifetime. You know, this is amazing. We're in uncharted territory. Will he come back next year? I don't know. People say he's not going to. But, you know, he's still running the floor. It looks like to me he's having fun. And I'm not sure why he wouldn't want to if he's still playing as well as he is now. But you're right. You look across, you look across, you know, 38 minutes in that game. He still played 38 minutes. You know, 19 points. Come on, that's 9 for 15 from field goals. I mean, you know, well over 50% shooting. 1 for 2 from 3, that's 50, you know, that's 33%. That's not bad at all. Well, no, that's 50%. And I'm just telling you, it's a fascinating story. The Lakers weren't supposed to roll very good. They were a 5 seed. I believe a 5 seed going against a 4
5
seed.
Versus 4.
5 versus 4. And Rockets, now I admit, no Kevin Durant. That's a problem. By the way, just if you're interested, Kevin Durant is game time decision, so we don't know if he's going to play. He's got a problem.
And that game is tonight.
It's a knee deal. We all know how that happens. Wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't play. But anyway, I find this particular series interesting because, let's face it, as much as 30 to 35, 40 days ago, it wasn't that long, a month and a half ago at the most, people were talking about the Lakers weren't going to make the playoffs, weren't they? You know, that's how this team was.
Yeah, I have the hardest time. Like, I don't know how to – we're going to look back, and this is going to be something that right now the problem with LeBron is all the people watching him for the most part, you've got Michael Jordan there, like in his prime. Now it's this next generation of players. So for like the young guys, you're looking at him as like an antique. Where do you, like, what is the most fair comparison of legacy for him? Is it Jordan? Or now that we're seeing the longevity, do you go to some of the other guys who, you know, might be in the historical nature of like total points scored and all of that stuff? Like, how do you define what it's been? They're not going to win the championship this year. I'd be surprised and quite frankly stunned if LeBron ever gets another ring or something like that.
Right.
I mean, he'd have to play again and probably just go hop on somebody. But when we look at the, like, that Lakers team's not beating.
Right.
And I say that not watching it a ton, but they don't have enough horses to keep up with the Thunder, for instance.
No.
And I'd love to see him play a team like the Spurs if they could, because he's going to see Wimby.
Yeah. But. Well, and boy, how much fun is Victor Wembanyama to watch? But by the way, and obviously with the Lakers, one of the big factors is, would they be able to make a run if Luka was still playing? Or how about Austin Reeves? What about him? You lose those two guys, and you still win the first round, a game you're not supposed to win. You know, I don't know. This is just one of those deals. This could be one of those moments in history. So normally I would never root for the Lakers. You know, it's just, you know, not my deal. But this is an interesting situation, and particularly with LeBron James and the fact that he is still kicking, playing well, 19 points, 13 assists, huge, and you know, win a game that really nobody thought they could win. And I mean, I'm not going to say they're even going to get out of this.
Underdogs again tonight. Going to be not huge, but you know, like +168 on the money line, +4.5.
Yeah, 4.5 was the last.
It's a pretty tight, but they're at home, right?
They're at home. But anyway, with that being said, I find this series really interesting. But there are a number of the playoffs that I think are fascinating if you just delve into it. And you know, I take a look at the Hawks and the Knicks. I find that one fascinating.
Are you betting? Who's your pick? Are you betting the Thunder again?
Well, I'll tell you what. How do you go against them? I mean, I got the Thunder, but I mean, I know that's a no-brainer. I'm not taking a chance, but they're awfully good. Now, I'm going to go ahead and say the Spurs may have something to say about that. If I wasn't going to take the Thunder, I'd take the Spurs, because man, oh man, I'll tell you. I remember when Wemby came into this league, and he looked uncoordinated. He didn't look like he was ready for prime time, and that was 2 or 3 years ago. And now you look at him. This is a man. This is a real man. He's grown up. Well, he's 22 now. When he came into the league, he was a teenager. Came into this league. He still had those awkward moves and that kind of thing. He wasn't as athletic as he's become. What he's done is he's grown up. He's matured. He's grown in the way that mature adults become, and he's so much fun to watch. He is so much fun to watch. He could end up being that guy that changes this league for years and years and years. He could be the next Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, if you want to know the truth. Maybe even better than that. He can score. He can defend. By the way, he was just named, I think, in the last couple of days, NBA Defensive Player of the Year, and I think rightfully so. He changes defenses down in the paint. So this is a fun series. But right now, obviously, I think this is going to be won probably in the semifinals between Oklahoma City and
San Antonio.
Yeah,
San Antonio. Nobody in the East. Nobody in the East threatening for you?
Who?
Boston.
Who? No?
Boston.
No? No? I mean, are they good? Yeah, they're okay. They're good. But nobody is at that level of the Spurs, and nobody's at that level for Oklahoma City.
Yeah, the Pistons.
That's my opinion.
I'm with you on that. And again, that's just I am so locked in now these days to college basketball, and so much less than I used to be. I do want to watch Wimby in a series, so I'm looking forward to the series advancing. Thunder Spurs, I think, would be a blast. So I'd be pretty locked in on that. I want to see, you know, Detroit. I think, you know, Paolo Banchero and Cade Cunningham in an 8-1 matchup. I kind of want to watch a game of that. I saw bits and pieces of that. Was that Sunday night?
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting. The NBA, have you watched a lot of NBA regular season? Because that's another storyline that's out there, is that the NBA is just not popular anymore. I mean, I don't watch a ton of it, but it's I will say the load management thing drives me absolutely up the wall and keeps me from it a little bit. But the thing that keeps me from it is college basketball.
That's right.
I mean, that's it. But I get the impression you're still watching a pretty good deal.
Well, I don't watch. I do not watch it during college basketball. If I have a choice between NBA and college basketball, for me, college basketball is going to get it, particularly if there's a Big 12 team on, particularly right. If Wichita State or KU or K-State, someone else like that's playing, then, of course, it's all different. I don't get into the NBA till usually after the March Madness is over, because that's when basketball starts getting serious. And right now this is as serious as it gets. You win or you don't play on, and that's the way this works. So yeah, I start watching once the NBA or once the NCAA tournament's over. Then I really kind of watch it a little more. I enjoy the athleticism, and basketball becomes more serious, when you get closer to the playoffs. And then the playoffs, everything, is on the table. Everybody wants to win those games. So, yeah, I guess for the average guy, I pay attention more than most. But I also get a lot of updates and that kind of thing. I follow it, even if I can't watch it. But, I enjoy it. And it's going to be Spurs, and it's going to be Spurs and Thunder in the semifinals.
Lock it in. You're there.
Lock it in.
Don't you think? We'll see.
I mean, who else could you make a case
in a little bit next week? It'll be good timing. You're in a few times next week to kind of follow along a little bit.
Yeah,
in
there
the
you
NBA
go.
Playoffs. I'll be meanwhile pulling my hair out with the Kansas City Royals while you're doing that.
Yeah, there you go.
You'll be having a better time.
Yeah, the NBA playoffs are more entertaining than the Royals. Can I say that?
Yes, you can say that. The Royals, there's nothing entertaining about watching the Royals right now. It is painful is the easiest way to describe painful. It. And that word gets tossed painful. Around a little bit. It is painful to watch the Royals right now. That game last night was painful to watch and to listen to. I listened to the first half right here on KFH, and thank goodness Denny was on the call early in those bases loaded situations, because Denny, he never gets real high or real low, because if that had been me on the call, I might have punched the window in front of me. Like, are you kidding me? We can't score with a couple different opportunities with the bases loaded and less than two outs. We can't score. What are we doing here?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You should have
crazy,
flipped
crazy.
Over to the Nuggets and Timberwolves. That was fairly entertaining.
I should have flipped over to the Nuggets and Timberwolves. Yeah. I think that would have been a better, idea. I know my son, who just loves any kind of basketball. He loves any kind of sports right now. Maybe we'll fire up a basketball game just to let him do it and give myself a break from the Royals. Royals, they'll play again tonight. We got Shocker Baseball tonight right here on KFH at 5:45. So we'll have that for you as well. By the way, if you miss anything and you're on the way to work, you want to keep listening to us, you want to listen to us after the fact, we've got a podcast out. It's on the Odyssey app and odyssey.com. Just download the app or visit odyssey.com and search for KFH. We'll have much more coming up this week on the draft. TJ will be back in tomorrow. We're going to bring in Joshua Briscoe tomorrow to talk about the NFL draft, our Chiefs insider on the Chiefs radio network, see what he's hearing there. Andy Reid didn't give us much yesterday. Brett Veach gave us quite a bit. So we can go back last week to some of Brett Veach's comments, but we have that in there. Shreyas Lotta is going to join us tomorrow as well as, KU still dragging their feet. Paul, we got you in next week a little bit. Well, I've got to get your thoughts on what's happening with KU and Tyron Stokes, who still has not decided. KU's kind of being held hostage, it feels like, a little bit here by a freshman. There's a lot going on. That's the other thing. Like these kind of pull your hair out stories are key. That you don't know. Like the following the transfer portal is also keeping me up. But it's not all bad news out of the portal, because Wichita State, Paul, Shockers going to have some buzz going into next year. They're going to have some buzz going into next year. They're doing something nobody else is doing. We'll talk to Kevin Saul about it tomorrow, I believe, too. So busy Wednesday coming up. We got a little bit more still here to go on a Tuesday, though. Stick around. We got more Sports Daily.
Kansas Fan Headquarters, 97.5 and 1240 KFH Wichita, KNSS HD2 Clearwater, and Odyssey Sports Station.
The KFH Studios, powered by Devon James Injury Lawyers. Call 888-8888.
That's 888-8888.
I move mountains for a living. Literally. That means I don't carry hand lotion, and when it comes to serious heartburn, I don't mess around with anything but Rolaids. Rolaids dual active formula has calcium carbonate and magnesium hydroxide that relieves heartburn fast. Yeah, you heard right. Two actives for that powerful relief. And the best part? The roll fits right here in my pocket, so I can get back to moving mountains.
Rolaids spells powerful relief. Read each label. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Dell PCs with Intel Inside are built for the moments you plan and the ones you don't. For the time you forgot your charger at the gate.
Passengers, we are now on our initial ascent.
Or when you're bouncing between projects like a ping pong ball. We build PCs with long-lasting battery life, so you're not scrambling for an outlet. And built-in intelligence, so you can stay focused on whatever you're doing. Dell Technologies, built for you. Dell.com/DellPCs.
At Busey, banking is about more than numbers. It's about relationships. For over 150 years, we've been helping individuals, families, and businesses reach their goals with personalized service and local decision-making. Whether you're opening your first account or planning your next big move, we're here with the tools and support to help you move forward with confidence. Busey Bank, your partner for life's moments, both big and small. Member FDIC.
Toppers Plus Truck and RV will hook you up for trailer and RV season. Get receiver hitches, goosenecks, fifth wheel hitches, brake controllers, and trailer wiring to ease the towing of your boat, cycle, RV, or lawn equipment. Choose from top brands of hitches, including B&W hitches, Curt, and Drawtite. Need to take your vehicle camping with you? Toppers Plus has Blue Ox base plates and tow bars. Get trailer season ready at Toppers Plus Truck and RV, 333 Northwest Street, or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Saving money in outdoor storage when you shop at Menards. Suncast sheds have the storage space you need for any backyard, whether you're protecting bikes and toys or sorting yard tools. Suncast selection of durable, low-maintenance outdoor sheds come in a variety of styles and sizes to fit your needs. Pick up an in-stock Suncast storage shed today and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all our great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
In a world in need of a hero, one man rises to the challenge in style. He is...
Just driving the kids to soccer practice.
Make every day feel epic in the all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid with up to an EPA estimated 619 miles of range on select trims, advanced tech, and class-leading interior space. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
And hey, come on, no cleats on the seats.
It's deck days at Lowe's, and the savings are stacked. Right now, pros get 15% off all in-stock composite decking from top brands like Trex, TimberTech, and Deckorators. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt tool. The deck's stacked in your favor with brands pros trust. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/22 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. The Bengals had a clear plan in mind this offseason. Fix the defensive line and do it now. By sending the 10th overall pick to the Giants for Dexter Lawrence, Cincinnati landed one of the premier interior defenders in football. It's a move that immediately raises the floor of a unit that was on the floor. Lawrence is not a projection. He's a proven talent. He lives in the opposition's backfield. He's physical, capable of clearing rushing lanes for outside pass rushers. That's the appeal. The concern is everything else that comes with it. He arrives with a massive contract, and paired with deals for Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, and T. Higgins, the Bengals are now committing an immense amount of cap for just four players. Lauren,
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.